Fiery fetters fiercely bound me, globes of golden fire rolled around me, jets of violet-colored flame from ruby-crested mountains came, and floating upward, wreathed on high like gorgeous serpents through the sky, to whose rich coils the stars of night clung and became like scales of light. A crimson sea before me blushed, to which 10,000 rivers rushed, 10,000 rivers, all of flame, and as they hissing onward came, their burning waters seemed to pour along an opalescent shore, while in that red deep, far away, a myriad opal islands lay. With eager, wistful gaze I turned to where their dazzling splendors burned. With fearful struggles, stung by pain, I rent my fiery bonds in twain, and madly, when my limbs were free, plunged headlong in that lurid sea, whose red and seething billows seemed to mock me as they hissed and screamed. While tortured thus, scorched to the bone, I drifted on with ceaseless moan, till near those opal islands cast, when, dreaming all my anguish past, I grasped a smooth and glittering shore in vain, then drifted on once more, on, till countless isles were passed, and then a boiling wave at last spurned, flung me from its blazing crest, to be at least one moment blessed, upon an isle which shone for me, the fairest in that wondrous sea. But on its cool and polished shore, my agony scarce ceased before this beautiful and long-sought goal, this El Dorado of my soul, for which I yearned with wild desire, was thronged with skeletons of fire that danced around me, shrieked my name, and scorched me with their tongues of flame, till, in unutterable pain, I prayed that lava sea in vain to bear me from a haunted land, to save me from the demon band that seized me with a fiendish laugh, and cups of fire then bade me quaff, until the withered flesh all peeled from my parched bones and left revealed a skeleton like theirs, a shell red as the hottest flames of hell. Then loud we laughed, and wide and far rang out that fiendish laugh, ha ha! In every wave an echo seemed, until the sea with laughter screamed. The blazing billows leaped on high and roared their laughter to the sky. Whose star-scaled serpents from afar hissed back a mocking laugh, ha ha! We tossed our flaming goblets up and danced and laughed till every cup was drained, and still, though wrung with pain, we quaffed and danced and laughed again, till, faint with agony, a chill of horror through my frame did thrill. The fire fiends left me doubly cursed, cold, freezing, yet consumed by thirst. I wore a form of flesh again, and cried for water, but in vain. And then an icy slumber fell upon me, till the gushing swell of mountain torrents in their strife awakened me to light and life, to light and life. For now I stood beside a cool, deep, shaded flood, upon a shore so passing fair, its beauty brightened my despair a moment, while the hope was nursed that I might quench my frantic thirst. Enchanting pictures, bright and fine, enameled on my heart they shine, That fresh green shore, that clear deep tide, whose waves o'er rocks of sapphire glide, until at last with wildest leap into a gulf more broad and deep than 10 Niagaras, swift they whirl o'er crystal spars and crags of pearl. But lo, when on that moss-grown brink I stooped my aching head to drink, and, sinking there, a lotus cup raised it in trembling gladness up, my parching lips gave forth a groan to find the water turned to stone, a chalice heaped with sapphires bright to mock me with their liquid light, jewels a king might proudly wear, but which I cursed in my despair, and then, with bitter anguish, flung back to the tide from which they sprung, the lotus bloom I would have torn to atoms, but, as if in scorn of my fierce rage, by some weird power, I found an alabaster flower whose leaves and stem with matchless sheen of emerald shone superbly green. I climbed along the crags of pearl to head the waters in their whirl, but when I bent in madness down to where the white spray like a crown of glory on the torrent gleamed, though o'er my brow its moisture streamed, with lips apart that longed to feel a dewy freshness through them steal, upon my parched and swollen tongue a shower of diamond gems was flung. Oh, what were gems to one who yearned for water drops and would have spurned their wealth to sip the dew that sleeps within the harebell's azure deeps? Upon the shore again I rushed, where countless fruits in beauty blushed, pomegranates rare and ripe, and one whose rind was rifted by the sun revealed unto my ravished sight the crimson pulp. Oh, what delight I felt, as quick with throbbing heart I tore it eagerly apart, expecting then the fruity seed with red and luscious juice to bleed like those which, at the far-off south, distilled their sweetness in my mouth long, long ago, when, as a child, by hope and love and joy beguiled, my trusting heart had never grieved to find itself at last deceived. But in that strange enchanted rind no liquid sweetness did I find, which, tempting, while it half concealed, a mass of rubies now revealed, of royal rubies flashing there to mock and madden my despair. I plucked an orange, when, behold, within my hand it turned to gold, and when from loaded vines I tore the purpled grapes, which there did pour their honeyed juices on the ground, clusters of amethysts I found. If in a desert I had been where gushing waters are not seen, nor luscious fruits to tempt in vain, less terrible had been the pain of my fierce thirst. And as I cried for water, fair forms seemed to glide beneath those haunted groves, who quaffed from crystal cups bright draughts and laughed derisive laughter, soft and clear as they approached me near, so near I almost caught their goblets bright, when swift they turned in sudden flight, and from afar pealed forth those swells of laughter clear as silver bells. Then others came, more fair, who reaped the dripping vines, and gaily heaped each one within a jasper urn her stores of grapes, which seemed to turn beneath their hands to sparkling wine, while useless gems they shone in mine. A vintage by a river's brink, yet no one offered me a drink of wine or water, and ere long the chorus of a vintage song came stealing to me, whence those maids had vanished mid ambrosial shades. In quick pursuit I followed where their voices rippled through the air, till blind with anguish, cold as death, chilled by the south wind's balmy breath, yet burnt by torturing thirst within, fiercer than memories of sin, beneath that lustrous summer sky, I lay me down and prayed to die. But vainly rose my mournful prayer. The King of Terrors came not there, and sudden darkness like a spell, appalling darkness, round me fell, which reft the earth of light and bloom and steeped my soul in utter gloom. I started up, the sun had set, the torrent poured o'er crags of jet its inky waters, and o'er all a black sky hung its funeral pall. So black the clouds that floated by looked atoms rifted from the sky. Black barks before me then did glide, whose sails were blacker than the tide, peopled by wild and frantic ghouls, strange skeletons as black as coals, who on those ghostly decks had met to quaff black blood from cups of jet. The land I found so bright and warm was stricken by a scathing storm. Its fruits and flowers, of late so fair, hung now like ebon cinders there, and groves which erst were green as spring looked blacker than the raven's wing. So freezing cold the wind had grown, I seemed within the frozen zone, and snow came drifting to the earth, black as the clouds that gave it birth. I saw it all, though wrapped in night, plainly as if revealed by light. That rayless, dense, unbroken gloom was suffocating as the tomb to those who from long trances wake and strive their coffin lids to break, discovered when too late to save, who slept to wake within the grave. Their agony, though keen, is brief, but death came not to my relief. Upon that cold and dismal brink I stooped my head and strove to drink the murky waves, when through the dark came gliding up a spectral bark. I climbed the deck where demons stood and quenched my thirst at last in blood. They pledged me in that draught accursed, and still I drank to quench my thirst. Unmindful that our black bark swept to where those maddened waters leapt into that fathomless abyss, until I heard them scream and hiss within my ears. On we dashed, while mid those jetty crags loud crashed our sinking ship. On we rushed, till masts and timbers all were crushed. When, blind with blackness, mid the roar of inky waves, I heard no more.